Now Margaret is going to have a second shot at coming up to the front. Margaret, I'm going to take you back a very long time. Margaret, when you were very young, you had to go into hospital for the first time. Tell me how you felt about that.
Initially, I felt really excited. I'd read lots of books about doctors and nurses and hospitals, and I was really excited about it. Thought it was a great adventure.
And why did you have to go in?
I had to go in because I caught scarlet fever, and in those days you were sent to a fever hospital.
And how was it at first?
At first it was good. I was taken by ambulance. I was really indignant because they insisted on carrying me down the stairs wrapped in a blanket. It had taken ages for the ambulance to come. It was a Sunday morning. And as I said, I was really excited. The neighbours were all crying, and my sister was crying. I think my mother was as well. And I was waving quite happily. So I went in beside three other children. It was a small ward for four people. And I was quite happy. Ate my tea. Everything was fine. I still wasn't feeling very ill, I think, at that point.
Yes. But then things began to change a bit when it got dark.
Yes. We were given our tea, and I ate mine. Some of the other children didn't, and I was praised for eating my meal, and I felt quite chuffed. But then, about 6:30, we were told that was it. Lie down for the night to sleep. And I couldn't believe that I was having to lie down at that time of night. So we were all tucked in. There was no nurse in the ward. The nurse's station was away along at the end of a corridor, and we were in a room for four children. And as I lay there, I got more and more upset. I think a wave of homesickness, the fact that in those days, we're talking about 60 years ago, you weren't allowed any visitors. So I wasn't going to see my parents, my family, for 3 to 4 weeks. I was probably beginning to feel a bit ill, and I was just downright miserable, and I lay and I howled my eyes out.
And did anyone come?
No, no. Nobody heard, just the other children. And none of us had a buzzer in the ward. So I was like, they're all saying, get a nurse, get a nurse. So I'm shouting, nurse, nurse, nurse. And eventually my cries were heard.
Uh-huh. And tell me what happened when the nurse came along.
Well, the nurse couldn't console me at all. I was beyond consolation at that point. But she did go and get the doctor who was on duty to come and have a word with me. And she stood at the bottom of my bed. I can still picture the scene. And she said to me, do you go to Sunday school? And I was lying there thinking, what's that got to do with anything? And I said, yes, I do. And she said to me, well, you know that you can talk to Jesus and you can pray to Jesus right now and he will help you. And that was something that I'd never heard. I had gone to Sunday school. I'd learned lots of stories about Jesus and about the Bible, but nobody had ever said to me, you can speak to him anytime and he will listen and he'll be there for you and he'll help you. And it was the very first time that I realized that that was something that was true and that I could do.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you, Margaret. That was a God moment for Margaret when she realized that the stories in the Bible could come alive, that Jesus was real. Thank you for sharing that with us.